Unit 31. Bakery, factory, laboratory, lavatory, library, stationery. Bakery. A bakery is a building where bread, pastries, and cakes are baked, or the shop where they are sold. Factory. A factory is a large building where machines are used to make large quantities of goods. Laboratory. A laboratory is a building or a room where scientific experiments, analyses, and research are carried out. Lavatory. A lavatory is the same as a toilet. Library. A public library is a building where things such as books, newspapers, videos, and music are kept for people to read, use, or borrow. Stationery. Stationery is paper, envelopes, and other materials or equipment used for writing. Unit 32. Daily, hourly, manly, monthly, womanly, worldly. Daily. If something happens daily, it happens every day. Hourly. An hourly event happens once every hour. Manly. If you describe a man's behavior or appearance as manly, you approve of it because it shows qualities that are considered typical of a man, such as strength or courage. Monthly. A monthly event or publication happens or appears every month. Womanly. People describe a woman's behavior, character, or appearance as womanly when they like it because they think it is typical of or suitable for a woman rather than a man or girl. Worldly. Someone who is worldly is experienced and knows about the practical or social aspects of life. Unit 33. Deadly. Nearly. Soundly. Truly. Warmly. Wholly. Deadly. A deadly situation has unpleasant or dangerous consequences. Nearly. Nearly is used to indicate that something is not quite the case or not completely the case. Soundly. If a decision, opinion, or statement is soundly based, there are sensible or reliable reasons behind it. Truly. You use truly to emphasize that something has all the features or qualities of a particular event or is the case to the fullest possible extent. Warmly. Something that is warm has some heat but not enough to be hot. Wholly. You use wholly to emphasize the extent or degree to which something is the case. Unit 34. Detective, executive, fugitive, native, relative, representative. Detective. A detective is someone whose job is to discover what has happened in a crime or other situation and to find the people involved. Some detectives work in the police force and others work privately. Executive. An executive is someone who is employed by a business at a senior level. Fugitive. A fugitive is someone who is running away or hiding, usually in order to avoid being caught by the police. Native. Your native country or area is the country or area where you were born and brought up. Relative. Your relatives are the members of your family. Representative. Someone who is typical of the group to which they belong can be described as representative. Unit 35. Arrival. Burial. Funeral. Proposal, rival, survival. Arrival. When a person or vehicle arrives at a place, you can refer to their arrival. Burial. A burial is the act or ceremony of putting a dead body into a grave in the ground. Funeral. A funeral is the ceremony that is held when the body of someone who has died is buried or cremated. Proposal. A proposal is a plan or an idea, often a formal or written one, which is suggested for people to think about and decide upon. Rival. Your rival is a person, business, or organization who you are competing or fighting against in the same area or for the same things. Survival. If you refer to the survival of a person or living thing, you mean that they lived through a dangerous situation in which it was possible that they might die. Unit 36. Deface. Efface. Face saving. Facial. Preface. Surface. Deface. If someone defaces something, such as a wall or a notice, they spoil it by writing or drawing things on it. Efface. To efface something means to destroy or remove it so that it cannot be seen anymore. Face saving. A face saving action is one which prevents damage to your reputation or the loss of people's respect for you. Facial. Facial means appearing on or being part of your face. Preface. A preface is an introduction at the beginning of a book which explains what the book is about or why it was written. Surface. The surface of something is the flat top part of it or the outside of it.